We had an interesting debate, discussion in committee about this bill. First of all, this bill was just filed the other day. This is such a pressing concern that it wasn't filed until the very last minute and is an advisory referendum on the ballot. The question being asked has been settled by Illinois law for 10 years, not just by any legislator, but by the sponsor of this bill, who shepherded this through a decade ago. There have been no attempts to repeal the bill since then. There's a supplemental assist on this concept from the Affordable Care Act, which the fig leaf covering up trying to justify doing this is, well, they might repeal the Affordable Care Act, and that way this might go away, except for the fact that in Illinois, it's been settled law for 10 years. What this is, what the bill before this was, what the Obama Library was, what the voting rights, all of this stuff is all this year, is nothing less than the desperation that your side of the aisle has because people in this state might actually pay attention this year and fire some of you people for the despicable record that you have and for the fact that you've driven a once great state into the ground with your failed liberal policies. Anything is better to you than losing that power. And you'll do anything. Shiny object here. Anything we can do to distract from the fact that we have among the highest unemployment rates in the country since you took over total control 12 years ago. Poverty. How often did we hear about poverty this week? You bleed on about poverty all year. The problem is, since you took total control of state government, poverty's up a third in this state. You care so much about them, you want more of them, apparently. We on this side don't.
Senator
Murphy,
we want
people out of poverty.
Could you constrain Could you constrain yourself to the bill before us and avoid personalities? Much would be appreciated.
Whose personality? What, your whole party? Are you guys a personality? I'll say Democratic if you'll let me continue.
I would appreciate that, Senator Murphy. Thank you. But let's restrain ourselves and discuss the bill. Thank you.
You're about to pass another bad budget in this chamber. You're about to have another year of failure. You're going to do everything you can to distract. But you know what you're really doing? You're demeaning the people in this state who are looking for serious responses. This is a gimmick. It's a stunt. It's a game. And everybody down here knows it. You're talking about something that's been settled law for 10 years. But you just want to gin people up over issues that really don't exist. I think it's shameful. I think it speaks to just how scared you really are that the people are finally onto you. I urge a no vote.